Support for today's broadcast comes from Strategic Farm Marketing. Strategic Farm Marketing is now holding a series of risk management seminars throughout Illinois and Indiana. Information on seminar dates and locations is available at sfarmmarketing.com or 800-383-0046.
It's 8:50 and time for our pre-opening commodity market report this morning. And joining us is Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Wednesday morning, everyone. Most of the early market calls for cash hog prices today are steady, but some sources predict that the markets could turn mixed before the day is over. Terminals are called steady to higher with tops from $37.50 to $41. Peoria called 50 cents higher today with a top price of $37.50. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Tuesday, January 16th, negotiated swine purchases were 18,410. For the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis, the base price range was $49.50 to $60, a weighted average $56.21, a gain of $1.83 from Monday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $38.88 to $48.50. The weighted average is $45.44. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were $17,548. The base price range, $49 to $61. The weighted average, $58.62, a gain of 85 cents for Monday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $37.50 to $48.50. The weighted average, $45.02.
The Carle Center for Rural Health and Farm Safety, a division of Carle Foundation Hospital, is proud to underwrite agricultural programming at WILL. The center helps residents of rural communities with education and training in farm safety. For more information, call 217-383-4606.
Joining us now with a look at today's agricultural weather is Mike Sola.
While it has been very bad for transportation in the area, it really hasn't affected the wheat in any negative or in much of a negative fashion. Some areas have been getting a lot of snow, and that helps to cover up. And then the computer models have reversed a trend that had looked to bring very cold air down across the spine of the Rockies and into the wheat area next week, but it does look like no longer facing much of a threat from the extreme cold, as temperatures forecast for next week are less intensely cold, and less frequent precipitation across the Midwest will also help to support better runoff after last weekend's excessive rainfall. The hard red wheat area will remain in good shape, with the coldest weather starting to give way to a little bit of a warm-up. Snowfall in western portions of the Commonwealth of Independent States will prove welcome and helpful in adding protection to the wheat and rye area there against any harsh weather that may evolve. Eastern Europeans' wheat area still needs some snow cover and some cooler weather. India's wheat may get some showers next week, but no well-organized precipitation event is expected, and that would greatly change production potentials there. And no change in the dry conditions across the North China Plain. Argentina's wheat harvest is mostly complete. As far as the U.S., the Midwest wheat area is still too wet and do need a period of significant drying. Less frequent precipitation is expected to occur for a while, and that will be welcome. But drying rates will be very slow due to the cool temperatures. Morning forecast is calling for less cold next week. Temperatures staying well above the damage threshold. With no winter kill anticipated there. Now, across the main wheat areas of the U.S., the Texas Panhandle and across Oklahoma, areas were mostly dry yesterday, but rain and snow started to develop early in the day. A few showers occurring east across Oklahoma. Most of the precipitation light varying up to 1/10 of an inch. Temperature is quite cool, with highs in the 20s and 30s. A storm system in the southern plains this weekend will produce some rain, and smaller areas of freezing rain, sleet, and snow Friday into Sunday. Moisture totals will range from a few hundredths of an inch to 2/10 of an inch in southern Kansas, northern Oklahoma, and the northern Texas Panhandle. Moisture totals further south will vary from around 2/10 of an inch up to 3/4 of an inch, with some potential areas picking up over an inch of rain on the southern fringe of the wheat country, mostly in central Texas, and snowfall may range from 1 to 6 inches across the region. Outside of that precipitation event, most of the hard red wheat country will only experience brief periods of snow and a little bit of rainfall periodically over the balance of the next 2 weeks. As far as corn and soybeans, there is some concern that production yields may start to fall as south central Brazil continues to be very wet. And if the frequent wet weather pattern continues through reproduction, they could see some significant production reductions there. Argentina's southwest has become too dry, and a boost in precipitation is needed to favor the best production potential. Timely rain may come along in the second week of the forecast, but the first week will continue to see net drying across the area. South Africa's summer crop continues in fair to very good shape from with the western dryland crop areas starting to become stressed because of dryness issues there. High yields will come from the eastern part of the nation if timely rain continues, as it has been over the next few weeks. Overall, it does look like the Australian sorghum crop will benefit from whatever showers do occur over the next couple weeks. General soaking rain not expected, but it would be a tremendous help if in production if it were to occur. With a look at the growing area weather, I'm Mike Sola.
Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Doug Slayton in Galesburg at 309-341-5003. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
In the Tuesday overnight trading session, Kansas City March wheat opened at 491 1/4, down 3/4, last trade up 1 3/4. July, 494, down 1 3/4, last trade up 1 3/4. March wheat at the Chicago Board of Trade opened at 463 3/4, down 1/4, last trade up 4 1/4. May, 474, down 3, last trade up 6 1/4. July, 481, down 1/2, last trade up 4. March corn opened at 402 3/4, down 1/4, last trade up 4. May, 413, down 3/4, last trade up 4 1/4. July, 420, down 1 1/2, last trade up 4 1/2. December, 385 1/2, down 2 1/4. Last trade up 5. March 2008, 392, down 1 1/2, last trade up 7. March soybeans opened at 708 1/2, unchanged, last trade up 7 1/4. July, 735, down 1 1/2, last trade up 6 1/2. The Novies, 756, down 1 1/4, last trade up 7 3/4. March soybean meal opened at 207.50, down 60, last trade up $3. March soybean oil didn't trade. Oh, yes, it did trade. Opened at 28.71, down 8, and last trade down 4. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Clayton Pope of Clayton Pope Commodities in Champaign, Illinois. Good morning, Clayton.
Hey, good morning, Dave.
What do you make of this rarefied air that we're in, the Mount Everest air of corn trade?
Well, a good way to put it. It's pretty wild up here, and it does seem like the market is just so extremely volatile, because I do think that right now you've just got some, you know, really big players sort of duking it out, and often a lot of smaller type traders I think are kind of sidelined here at the moment, but letting the dust settle a little bit. But yesterday was some pretty good reversal action, I think, in spite of the fact that the front month corn still finished higher. But I would think that the action yesterday, and irrespective of the strength last night, is going to tend to put, it sort of established some resistance at yesterday's highs. And I personally think that we're going to have a hard time pushing above those today. And I think that the reversal, or sort of the brick wall we hit yesterday at the highs, might tend to inspire a little bit of selling, or provide a little courage for the would-be sellers to go in there and take a stab at it.
So you look at March basis, 416.5 is good stout resistance at this point?
Which price again?
416.5.
I would think so. I mean, since that was limit up yesterday, I guess it wouldn't be shocking to see it, just touch up there, kind of in that the never-ending search for stops or whatever. But a lot of carry-through above there, like I said, in light of yesterday's action, I would find surprising.
What's your take on soybeans?
In the short run. The soybeans, I think, are it's interesting, because the whole acreage argument would imply that they should certainly keep up with corn, and the ratio of the beans to corn would imply that beans are actually pretty cheap in spite of the nominally very high price. But I think just like as in the corn, it's a kind of a numbers game at the moment right now. So you got a lot of people smarting from the 40-plus cent rally on Friday, and so I think you'll see some early support in line with last night's strength might kind of probe up near those highs from the day and 2 days before that. But again, I think, you know, follow through above those highs would be difficult to come by in the short run.
Wheat now back down in the 11, now call it 12-week downtrend.
Exactly, yeah. Wheat's just really struggling here. Just can't seem to pick up the ball and run with it at all. It better save itself pretty quick here. It looks like it's going to test that 200-day moving average again, which would really kind of spell out an awfully odd technical picture, I think, with, you know, wheat versus, you know, the corn and bean scenario. But I think you were probably getting some pretty active spreading where people were buying corn and beans and selling wheat. And right now, wheat action very unimpressive, I have to say.
Thank you much, Clayton.
Okay, Dave. Thank you. Bye.
Clayton Pope of Clayton Pope Commodities. He is in Champaign, Illinois. You're listening to WILO Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois.